After the wealthy founder of Corona Beer died last summer, age 98, some news went viral. He was said to have left his fortune to the tiny village in Spain where he was born. The report said each resident would get $2 million.
That part of the story turned out to be false. There was no will that left money to strangers. But as reporter Lauren Freyer learned on a trip to the village, the Corona tycoon did invest millions in his hometown during his lifetime.
Like many small Spanish villages without enough people for a store, a truck pulls up here daily, beeps its horn, and sells groceries out the back. I ask elderly shoppers, how many people live here? The number's so small, they start counting on their fingers. In the 20th century, people quit the Spanish countryside in droves, fleeing rural poverty for jobs in the city. But a handful of retired farmers who stayed in Cerezales del Condado on the northern plains of León got lucky. They're now sharing the wealth of Antonino Fernandez, who was born here in 1917. He later emigrated to Mexico, where he made his fortune with Corona beer. Before he died last summer, he gave about $8 million to a cultural foundation he created here.
We are heading to the new headquarters, which will be open next April. It's the last investment of Antonino Fernandez.
Foundation spokeswoman Lucia Alaejos walks me up to a soaring glass and timber arts complex still under construction that towers over this humble village.
We do like a jazz festival, puppet shows, workshops, an exhibition also during the summer, so more than 30 activities.
I ask the construction workers if they've ever seen facilities like this in a village this size. Not in towns 30 times this size, says Javier Lopez as he shovels sand. Antonino Fernandez hadn't lived here in about 75 years, but he visited most summers and just paid for stuff, says Maximino Sanchez, head of the neighborhood council. The cemetery, paved roads, new sewers, renovations to the church, a chapel, gardens, a fountain. Sanchez rattles off a list, improvements he estimates cost Fernandez millions over the years. He was just a nice guy. He didn't owe us anything, he says. As we walk down a street named after Antonino Fernandez and into the town's only bar, which serves only Corona beer, of course. In Spain, everyone dreams of winning the famous Christmas lottery, El Gordo, the fat one. It's a group thing. Whole villages win. Local Bruce Lopez Gregori says he feels like this town has won the lottery every year since Antonino Fernandez struck it rich.
It's incredible what has done. I don't have words. It's just improved the life level. It's priceless.
Antonino Fernandez wanted to keep his hometown alive. And last year, a young couple with two children moved in. This spring, the new art center on the hill will hold its grand opening, and Corona beer will be served. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Cerezales del Condado, northern Spain.